I want to thank God for this opportunity to ask this question, because I believe that the answer will go a long way to correct some, you know, wrong impressions and negative lifestyles that some people has adopted, especially our African men who travels abroad, you know, to stay. I want to ask this question. Sisters, praise the Lord! I don't believe, you know, somebody was asking question and was saying, why is it that women are many and men are few? You know, nobody should carry that in mind, and because of that, if any man say, Piam, you follow, because listen, you want to marry.
Listen to her. She's talking about people going abroad. You can see, even her dress shows you that she's an abroad person. She's wearing American flag, you can see. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Daddy, I want you to answer this question boldly. What are we going to tell, how are you going to address this issue of our guys here traveling abroad and in the quest to get their permit and their stay, they will marry an Oyibo wife first. Then to get that done, and while they will come back here and marry a Nigerian wife that will now become a wife. I want you to just answer. In the eyes of God, number one, is it biblical? Because to me, like one of our brothers say, God created them male and female, which means there is no Jew, there is no African, there is no American wife, and especially Christians, those that I'm emphasizing more on, some of our boys that call themselves Christians, because I am talking from experience. Daddy, you know what I'm saying. I want you to answer this question, number one. Then number two, I want, a few minutes ago, you were laying emphasis on our brothers that want to marry, and they are testing the girl, and the girl, whether the girl would, agree and pass the test and all that. You were laying the emphasis, and guys there, they were like, yes, yes. You know, my question is it not right for a sister to also test that the boy that is saying, I want to marry you, in your own way? Praise the Lord, sisters. Nah, enough is enough. Forget it, thank God. Every time, the emphasis will be on women, woman, woman, because we are the only one that want to get married. And, you know, so, is it not right? Because, you see all these brothers, I'm sorry to say, I am also talking from experience. Please don't misunderstand me, brothers. Is it not also right for a man to, you know, to be properly, you know, searched and tested on every side? Number one, we are talking about a lifetime relationship here. It's not jumping in and jumping out. If even those that have made the mistake are regretting it.
Thank you, Sister Hope.
I want you to emphasize more on that.
Praise the Lord. You know, I was asked another question. Jesus Christ says, a man cannot put away his wife in Matthew 19, except it be for fornication. And a sister asked, what if the woman also catch the man? And I say, well, there's nothing in the Bible that spoke about that. So those of you who are woman rights groups that fight for the rights of women, you will have a lot of quarrel with the Bible. But whatever it is, as far as your question is concerned, this second question, I balanced it. And I said that we must, you know, I use men. I am a man. And I tell you what some men do. You know, so that we are the ones that do the fishing. We go out to find. And in the midst of so many like this, how will we know the right one? It's also expected that before a woman will agree, when I say courtship, I'm talking about the two of them. Courtship is not a one-sided affair that enables you to agree to marry. Maybe I seem to take more time on the man, but certainly I agree with you. If I didn't say it, it's very obvious that the woman too must be able to know the type of man she will want, and then put the necessary tests. You know, you must put the necessary tests. And I remember, that's why I used the example of anger. I say you also want to see whether this man can contain your anger. How will you know it? You must display it more to see his reaction now. So you too, you must test. And let the testing not include, please sleep with me. If you test reach that level, you may not get any man that will not fall. Depending on, because if a woman wants to pull you down, they can succeed unless it be like Joseph that can flee. But it's okay. Yes, the woman too can test to confirm what she wants. Your first question, I believe with the whole of my heart that a Christian is a Christian. No Christian will go into polygamy for anything. No Christian will descend so low as to compromise your faith to go and live in fornication with a woman, marry her only to use her to get documents, and then later on come back home and now marry another woman here. Is there, is keeping her there, the white woman there, to be able to have what is looking for over there, and come here and then keep one here, and, you know, and all the nonsense they do. No Christian does it. And I can tell you, I'm aware of many Christians that have gone and refused to do it that way, and they have their papers staying there till today. So they are unbelievers. Let me not use Bible to solve their problem. They are unconverted.
Thank you. Very much. Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Yes, brother.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
I have questions. Is it good for a man to marry a girl that is too expensive? That is one.
What do you mean expensive?
The girl that is freak on worldly things. Anything that rings. Any latest one, you will see it on her.
Now you the buy them for him.
That is one. Secondly,
is she demanding it from you?
No.
On her own, she acquires them by herself.
You have not married her. You saw it on her.
Yes. And you become scared.
Two is...
You become scared.
Yes.
Eh?
Yes.
It simply means you cannot keep that type now. You go to your level now.
Yes. Secondly, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. For example now, you see such girl, you meet her, both of you agreed on marriage. You tell her that the only problem you have where she is like she's too moved on worldly things. She said there is no problem that when you get married, that she will not be moved on it again. He said, you have money. She said that you have money. So she came in. She pretends. He just went and married her. She came. So in the process, things started changing for you. And she just brought up that attitude again of getting things that are expensive. So you called her. She said that she can't change that. That was how she was when you married her. Then you called her. He said that you look what Bible said, that marriage is for better for worse. You continue keeping her. On the process, the thing got worse. They have chased you away from work. You don't have anything. You still see that character in her. Because you can't go and steal. What will you do?
I think your question is a little bit confusing to me. Because I am a man. No matter what level she wants to live, she will live within the limit of what I can afford. Now, maybe you are saying she's fighting me, or she fights you for not giving her the money, or you give her money to do something and she misuses it, something that she can buy for 5 naira, she sees the equivalent of 10 naira, or maybe instead of going to buy tomato in Ijesha market, she goes to ShopRite to buy tomato.
Yes. What will you do?
So high test. Eh? I believe with the whole of my heart that my wife cannot live above what I can afford. If she needs more, she will have to find her own means of making her own money to get what she wants. So I think it's not the woman that has problem, it's you that have problem. Praise the Lord. Because you say, give me, I want to go and make my hair. I need 5,000 naira to make my hair. But then they make hair for 500 naira now. Take 500, go and make 500. Say, yeah, nala. I said, now what did I get? Take it and go. If you need more, then add your own money on top. And what you should try to do is set her up so that she can have her income. Make sure they spend her own income, they live her own life. Okay, sister.
Praise the Lord, sir. Pastor, please, and church, please permit me. I want to ask these questions. Sir, so if you're in that courtship, and each time you're with the guy, and he do take your phone, he goes through your phone, your contact, your message, everything on your phone, and he keeps on complaining, and most especially when you store his name to be ordinary name, just his normal name. So he keeps on complaining that why did you store my name to be ordinary name? Complain every time. And all to the extent asking you to leave every other man that is coming for you and focus only on him when he has not come to see your people. And each time he keeps on complaining on that. That is what. And second, this guy.
What's your question?
Sir, please, I also want to ask.
How should you handle such a man?
No,
is that your question?
No, if I should actually do what he asked me to do, as in keeping, sending away every other suitor that is coming, focusing on only him. And again, his character of pride is. Reality, each time I try controlling him on his pride, everything. Anytime he goes out, he keep on nagging, complaining. This food is this, this food is that. Every time, just keep on complaining on things. Should you like continue with him, or you should, or maybe with time he can change, or?
Amen. But I do know that there are men that are sometimes that petty. Now, when you see a man that begins to suspect the woman, even married men don't trust their wives. It is nothing but an expression of inferiority complex. When a man begins to have fear that another man can take away his wife, it means he's admitting he's an inferior person. And every man should be proud enough to know, to admit and act that you can't get a better man than me. What is it the man will give you that I cannot give you? Now, when that is established, then for any reason, you have cause to doubt whether that girl is faithful or not. You've done all you can, and you discover that she's not faithful. Then that becomes enough reason not to continue with the relationship, and not to start policing her up and down. Hey, where you go? Bring your phone. I want to see all the last calls. Who is this? Who is that? Who is this? Who is that? If you marry that type of man, you are in trouble. You just imagine. I'm talking even married men. Married men. They do it. Sorry, no married people here today apart from ministers. They do it. Little things that create problems in marriage. See? When my wife was telling me something 2 days ago about a brother that called her to tell her to talk to the wife, he called and said, Mommy, your daughter has started again. So what is the problem? The woman went to make something. for the kitchen, a particular item, with a carpenter, and then told him to bring his calendar and go and pick it. And then said, when he got there, this you want to put in the kitchen, in my house? No. You wanted something, why didn't you tell me to go and get you one? This is not, the woman said, this thing must go to my house. I said, no. Now, you have to choose between this thing and marriage. Fight does start. And when my wife told me that, I said, that man gets psychiatric problem. If it's me, naturally I will ask, you wanted it, why didn't you tell me? Say, now this one you want. I go carry up. Go put. The day she know the house, I will go make the better one. Come keep. She will come. She say, the better one, don't they there. Matter settled. Little things that men use. And they think by doing that, they are trying to be men. And not knowing that you are displaying some psychiatric problem. You can't sleep at home again. You are thinking, where this girl go now? I call the number, the phone ring, they off. Why should she off her phone? What is she to do now? And then the next thing, the phone ring, it ring, 4 times, she no pick up. If she says she didn't see my call, trouble don't start. You told me that you are going to Lekki. How come now? They say they see you for Ikeja. Why am I not understanding your movement? Praise the Lord. Why should I go and collect my wife's phone and start looking at her? Well, maybe because we don't marry for long. We've been married now for about 26 years, so maybe that's why. But even then, never, ever. I should trust my wife, and she should trust me. But she couldn't trust me because at that time, now she trusts me. I was an unbeliever now, so. But now I'm a Christian. She has confidence. Now I joke with her. Where are you there since now? Gladys, in my house, you hear her sometimes. I say, I brought one sister's house. I was feeling this is when she was massaging my waist. She knows I'm joking. She knows I can't do it. Or I call her, food day house, or make a branch one sister house, go chop. Don't think I'm too old now. I'm still marketable. Praise the Lord. Why should you have a relationship and there's no trust? But also, sometimes you can make the man to start suspecting you. So you build the trust. But brother, stop being petty. Being petty. Petty. I gave you money. Say you want to buy shoe. Where the shoe? Where you buy? And this should not be 20,000. Ha! Ada? Where did he sit? There are some relationships that as the man they buy you things now, fear they catch you as they collect them. Fear they catch you as they collect them. Because one day, you know, do again, he will say, bring all the things so I don't give you. On 13th November 2009, I buy you skates. I buy you handset 2012. I buy you. I buy you BP. Where is it? I buy you this. There are people, they have dates, they write it down. If you see that type of man, be very careful. Oh, as they collect, tell and say, as you collect, say, hope you don't go get them back if you vex. You say, no. Brother, come witness, so he buy me BP. He say, now dash me. Nobody say, go ask him back one day. There are some men that do that, and it's a shame on any man that does that type of thing. And please, anybody that give you anything, then the thing don't work against you, make you return them. Tell and say, lie, carry me, go police. What of the one where I give you? You say, what did I give you? I cook for you that day. or you return the food. It's all nonsense going on. Just petty, petty. Ah, may God give you a man for husband in the name of Jesus. Let God not give you a boy or a bum boy. My mother say, my daddy say, my senior brother say, my uncle say, concerning you. He say, stop that nonsense.
Sir, please also want to ask, is it also right for, if you're in a courtship, instead of, sometimes, if the guy is coming to see you, he should like just bank somewhere and get something for you. But instead he will do that, he will give you the money to go and get it for you. And as in, for you to go and get it by yourself, instead of him coming to buy you that.
Well, there is a reason. If now that's the truth. Look, listen, it's important. If I'm going to buy you something, and I don't know whether it will meet your taste or not, I prefer to give you the money than to go and buy it. I think there's nothing wrong in it.
Okay, sir, one more question.
Because what if he buy you something, I know the quality, like me now, I know Sabi buy gift for my wife. So if I buy, I don't know whether, even if my electronic, she can tell me, but you should have bought this one. Now there is this is code 5, I think code 10, something like that. Q5, Q10. Is there anything like that, BB? Waiting. Q something. I don't get BB, so I don't know how the thing will be. No, as they take use himself. I'm just something like that. To buy something like that, then you discover that because she knows more about electronics than me. So if I want to buy electronics, the only thing I could say is, how much is the BB? She says, it's so-so. Then I count the money, give her, go buy. Not only her, even the children in my house, I don't buy them things. Because I may buy the wrong thing. They want anything. I say, go and find out. How much? I give you the money. I think it shouldn't be an issue.
Sir, also, I also want to ask, somebody messaged me yesterday. He told me he met his reverend, and his reverend told him and described the kind of girl for him. And he told me that I'm the person, I'm the one that matched to his description.
You. Can you put your hands together? And she has found one. She has found one. Thank you very much.
No, sir. So when he told me, I told him, that, are you sure that is what your reverend told you? He said, yes. I said, I'm not sure. As for me, you are not the one. I told him, as for me,
so what's your question?
Sir, when I prayed about it, I'm not seeing him. And he's like pestering me. I don't know, sir. I've told him I'm not the one. He said, okay, that he's going to give me time. I said, even if you give me from now to everlasting, you're not the one. So I don't know.
Now the truth is, brothers, some brothers don't have the confidence to approach a girl and say, sister, I didn't see you for church. Anytime I see you, my heart will do jiggy 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 like this. Please, can you give me a portion of your heart? I'm teaching you now how they do amo. Don't give me just a portion. If I'm satisfied, then you can increase it. Eh? Now, they cannot meet a woman. They don't have the confidence, so they will bring God into it. Sister, the Lord told me that you are my wife. Now, the answer is simple. The Lord has not told me that I'm your wife, that you are my husband. So please go and tell the Lord to tell me that you are the one. So there's no question about pestering.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Reverend, say the description. Now you. Now Reverend, talk. Say now you. Say, look again. There may be a duplicate of me. You may be mistaken. Check again. It may be somebody who look like me. Not be me, because you don't fit what I want. Simple. Yes.
Thank you very much, Pastor. Thank you, the church. Please, Pastor, I want to ask this question. And a brother was into a relationship with a sister. And this brother trusts a sister very well. And unfortunately, a sister wanted to test the brother. And then she lied to a brother that she has an issue. One kid in the village while she was in secondary school. It was just a test. Then a brother said, okay, no problem. Let me go and think about it. The next day, a brother sent a text to the sister that he's very sorry. He cannot continue in that relationship again because he doesn't want to have anything with a woman that has already has an issue somewhere. That issue. He doesn't want it to come back. And now before the lady came back again and said she was just playing to see whether the brother loved him. The boy said, no, that one is an expensive joke. He doesn't take it. He cannot trust. He cannot believe. There's no way he will go to Phyllis to trace out whether you have had a kid or not. He doesn't want to continue that relationship. So I just want to emphasize on those kind of expensive jokes in the area of a sister or whatever, whether it's applicable. Thank you.
I think you're advising them. It's not a question. You're advising that you should stop expensive joke because it can be very costly. It can cost the relationship because the man will not believe that she's testing or she's joking. Is that what you mean, Sister Hope? Is that the type of test you mean? Oh, okay. So don't go and do the one where you know fit escape. Praise the Lord. But let's truly look at it. You see, we should give room for lively relationships. We are Christians, but we should be humorous. I don't believe in a relationship that we cannot crack jokes. We should crack jokes. Eh? We should crack jokes. You should not live like Russians. You know what I say, Russia? Russia and America suspecting one another, boom, boom, door. Or soldiers. Eh? You should be romantic. Brother, you should be romantic. Sister, you should be romantic. So where you cannot crack a joke just because somebody say, I have a child at home. And then you say that's an expensive joke. She says she's joking now. And you say that lie. That's an expensive joke. You didn't love her. You were looking for an excuse to leave her. Eh? You should have a lively home, lively home, lively relationship. You should joke and laugh. Eh? Joke and laugh. Is anybody that has a very funny boyfriend? Now they laugh, where? Who? You? It's lively. You should crack jokes now. Amen. That's the reason why some people are afraid to marry pastors. They think that when you marry men of God, not just in Jesus' name, not in Jesus, prayer. Now, lie, you. Eh? One of our pastors said, the woman says she should be romantic. Amen. We are not like that, though. I'm speaking on behalf of pastors. We are very romantic. Brother Dayo, eh? You are very romantic. Praise the Lord. I went somewhere, I was cracking a joke, and the person there looked at us and said, this man self. He said, this man self. They look at me, this man self. Eh? And I said, you know, my wife is, I fed her very well, so she's bigger than me. We are entering one eatery joint. And then I tell my wife, I held her, I said, ahem, please, I want to scatter my girlfriend's head here. What can I get for her here at the counter? And then the girl was laughing and laughing. And my wife asked her, why are you laughing? And I answered, I said, she's laughing because she's thinking you're my mother. Praise the Lord. Even as some people now they go vex. So we laugh, tire plus the person say, "Laugh." Say this man self. I say you are older than me. Okay, the last brother now. Oh, you have finished. The last sister, yes.
Praise the Lord. Sir, good evening, sir. Sir, I have a friend.
Talk loud.
Sir, I have a friend. She's into a relationship.
Everybody want to talk about himself. You can say, I have a friend. I have a friend. Okay, you have a friend. Go ahead.
And currently she wants to pull out of that relationship. Reason?
They are not hearing you. Is that microphone louder?
Praise the Lord. She's into a relationship and currently she wants to pull out. I was asking her reason. She said that the man is not financially buoyant enough. I said how? Said, though the man came initially, said God said that she is the wife, and when she prays, she got some certain revelation. But financially, looking at the man's life, no home in the east, no house abroad, business like this. If you, that when she asks for money today, one excuse or the other, the business is like this, and later still not make up for that period. So she's like asking, how can she cope in such a relationship that she wants to pull out? And I don't know what to tell her. So, sir.
They are not yet married.
No.
She entered the relationship hoping that the man is on.
No, she entered based on God's direction when she prayed. She said she entered based on God's direction.
God's direction.
Yes.
So what you should do is to tell her to ask God again.
She said she has prayed and nothing is happening.
She entered based on God and she's looking for counsel from a man. Don't answer her. Tell her, go back to God.
Thank you.
The last brother. Now.
Church, praise the Lord. Sir, I want to ask this question.
Let me add something. Sisters, these days, the most foolish thing any sister, any woman can do is to go into a marriage where you'll be depending on the man. That's why you should empower yourself. Empower yourself before you go and marry. Education or business or something, some trade, some profession, something that can sustain you in these hard economic times. The best thing that can happen to you is empower yourself. Don't depend on the man. That's why such a woman will have problem. Okay.
Thank you, sir. Sir, there is something I noticed, or I will call it tradition, because I went to one traditional marriage. So after the traditional marriage, the family of the man asked the girl to pack all her properties, all her belongings, even if the last wife that entered that home, that went into the girl's house and asks her to pack everything, that she won't sleep here today, that they are going home according to the culture of the man. So, and the girl were asking, is it like they should hold on that maybe the next day? They said no. The way they do it, immediately they pay your birthright, everything. You must not sleep in your father's house that day. You must go home. So I'm now asking, in case maybe the man is not a Christian, and they reach there, and the man make love with the woman. Is it right or wrong?
Why
and
do you want me to answer questions concerning unbelievers?
No. Sir, why I ask?
We are dealing with Christian settings here. You are saying, what if the man is an unbeliever and sleeps with her? You want me to tell you what Bible says?
No, why I ask this question, because I've asked this other people too.
If I understand you, brother, traditional is traditional.
Okay.
It is part of the tradition that once your bride price is paid, you move away from your father's house. It is normal. You move away to wherever else you will go among your people, but that does not make you live with a man. Being a Christian, we know we are fulfilling a traditional rite. They are not saying you will never go back to your people again. They are saying momentarily that action of living connotes that you are now their own. That is all they want to demonstrate by that action. Then you continue the other plans for your wedding and whatever Christian tradition we do.
Sir, why I ask, because I ask other people when I notice it, but the point that some of them do give is, one, that during the days of our father, that there is nothing like church. Once you paid your the traditional rite.
You are talking about tradition. I'm talking about Christianity. We are gathered here today not as Igbo people. Abi, is this a town union people? We are here as Christians. We are looking at Christian relationships.
And my second question mainly is about myself, because I've been facing this thing, and the thing has been bothering me.
No woman agree marry you?
No, not that, sir. Okay. Sir, it's about that is a proverb. Proverb chapter 18:22 is that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing. You understand? So that scripture, because the inspiration that normally come to me is that wife is a what is interpreting to me is that it's a already it's a finished product. You understand that when I say okay, let me start looking for a woman that I will marry, that I am not putting God first. So when the inspiration will come, because it's just like a conversation between me and the inspiration, let me put it like that. So, but he will be telling me that, how can you tell your father that this is what you want, and your father will not give it to you? Go and give you something that you will tell. That means your father didn't know what you want. Then I will tell him that, but pastor used to say that before you marry, you must look for a wife, you understand me? But he now said because after Adam and Eve, because of what happened in the Garden of Eden, that the hand of God removed his hand from marriage. So he now also told me that if God removed his hand, because this is just like the thing that has been disturbing me. He said, if God removed his hand from marriage, what of Isaac? What of others? That one thing is that I should be faithful with him. Sometimes if I see someone that I love, that I want to marry, when I ask God, confirm this person to me, because he also told me that the best person to confirm marriage is self, not prophet, and I've been keeping it. If I say confirm this person to me, if I've been praying, not show me anything, what I will receive, that I should ask him to direct my footsteps.
I'm sorry, are you admonishing us or you're asking a question?
No, I'm asking because they have been disturbing
me. So what is the question?
So the question is it in a normal condition? What I am experiencing, is it normal?
You've not told me what you're experiencing.
I said in the area, that is in my marriage encounter, that when I see a woman that I want to go, I love to go and meet, if I go after the man, this, my spirit will be telling me that going after that woman, it is not as a Christian, it's not how I'm supposed to go.
But that how are you supposed to go?
That one, I should ask him for his to direct me. That immediately, if I see my wife, that I will know. And there are others have even been telling me that the woman that I will marry, that God have packaged my wife for me.
Praise the Lord. He said, don't go. Is that not what we read now in the Bible? The Bible said, lean not unto your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge God, and he shall direct your path. That's what I said today. I said, at the state that you are in now, don't go looking for until you have prayed. So, how does it contradict what you have received? It's a confirmation of what I have spoken. God bless you. Can we clap our hands for Jesus?